Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Carson Anderson Program. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. Hello, Scott the Gator Anderson. How are you today?
I'm fine, Doug. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was really nice.
What were the highlights? Other than the Tigers, obviously. We'll get into them.
Yeah, I mean, it started off great on Friday night with that. But
did you go to that game Friday night?
No, I did not.
I knew you were talking about it.
I was talking about it, and just life set in and stuff instead. So Saturday, I had a graduation party to go to. My friend's son, Evan, graduated. So that was cool. It was one of these group parties where they had four or five grads. And they found a park to have it in. So it was actually really cool. It was this grassy area in the middle of a neighborhood. And they had some food trucks and stuff. So that was kind of cool to go to. And then yesterday was at a birthday brunch for a couple of friends who were celebrating a birthday together. And that was great. I just kind of hung out outside, actually watching the French Open outside.
You watched the French Open?
I watched part of the French Open outside.
Look at you. Look at you, man.
Well, I mean, I didn't have a choice. The other people, like, oh, French Open's on. I'm like, hey, the Tigers.
So did you enjoy the French Open? I know you didn't have very complimentary things to say about tennis, but did you enjoy the
tennis is fine. It just doesn't really appeal to me. I don't have any real issue with tennis other than, you know, the pretentiousness of calling it Roland Garros. But the French Open was... It's fine, and you know, here, because I don't follow it, you know, I remember all the names of the past, right? From the time I was 8 years old until a few years ago, I still knew who everybody was. But now that those names are fading, you know, now that Djokovic and Federer and you know, Nadal, that these guys are kind of winding down their careers and some have already, you know, finished their careers, there's a whole new era here that I'm not familiar with, and these guys are amazing. Like, you know, Alcaraz, who won yesterday, he's got like five majors already. He's on a tear. So I think that's impressive because in a few years, these are the names that we're going to be talking about reverently like we do with the previous trio that I mentioned. So it's kind of cool.
Well, look at you. Expanding his horizons.
Well, I'm not saying I'm watching it. You know, I was kind of forced into it, but it was fine. It didn't bother me.
Okay, so the big news, obviously, on the marquee of Detroit sports is our baseball team. This was a matchup of two of the best teams in baseball. In fact, MLB.com updated their power rankings. Number one is the Detroit Tigers. Number two is the Chicago Cubs. And I guess we could start with this. I'll own the L. I predicted a Tigers sweep. They did not sweep.
Way off.
I caught a sudden case of cockiness on Friday and, you know, guilty as charged. But, you know, the important point is that they won the series and they prove their resilience. There's no question the Chicago Cubs or the Chicago White Sox series rather was a disappointment, even though it's not realistic to think you're going to win every game. Certainly taking 3 of 4 against a bad baseball team, you feel like that's a realistic expectation. Tigers are really good, White Sox are really bad, and you go 2-2, and then, you know, there's still some things about this team offensively, but honestly, Scott, you know, if this, we talk about ebbs and flows, it does feel a little bit like they, last couple weeks, they haven't been as explosive offensively, but so what? You know, they keep winning and you hold them up to a perfect standard, you'll always be disappointed. I mean, I kind of feel like, you know, they take two or three from the Cubs and I'm expecting to take calls that they're still not tough enough on the blue line. You know, right? They're still, right. Which is one of the famous things that one of your friends said to you after the Red Wings won a Stanley Cup. Yeah. And he responded immediately, yeah, but they're still not tough above on the blue line. And he was serious. Like, I mean, so everybody is, if you hold yourself to a perfect standard, every team in baseball fails to live up to it. Now, that doesn't mean you don't strive for perfection. You should strive for perfection.
Yeah, but you'll never achieve it. I mean, that's baseball. Mm-hmm. It's 162 games. You don't go 162-0. It doesn't happen.
No.
You don't win 120 games in baseball, no matter how good you are. So, I mean, even when you find a rare instance where a perfection is achieved, people still pick it apart. Jose Valverde was literally perfect in save opportunities with the Tigers 1 year, true, and fans hated it. So it's facts. It's just, it's crazy how people when it comes to baseball, and it happened last week, and I don't want to, you know, because we're foreshadowing a little bit with Champ and Chump, but we had the guy last week who was complaining about A.J. Hinch.
He was sick and tired of A.J. Hinch playing righty-lefty matchups. And this is where I go, all right, they're in a weird spot where I look at their roster and I don't think it's the best roster in baseball. And so how did they get to have the best record in baseball? Is it part because the manager that this caller, and I don't want to pick on the caller, but to be sick and tired of a system that has helped take the not best team, best roster in baseball to the best record in baseball, feels a little bit like you're being overly punitive because you want to see Kerry Carpenter bat against lefties. And, you know, it's not everything you do is going to work. But Gator, I asked this question. For all the Tiger fans that were there this weekend, all the Tiger fans that watched this weekend, all the Tiger fans that listened this weekend, what was your favorite moment of the weekend? What was the best part? Because there's a lot to like, from literally on the field to off the field to in the stands to when the Tigers were pitching, when the Tigers were hitting, when the Tigers were playing defense. There was drama. There were huge plays. I mean, I you know, there's, when you think back of this weekend, and this was a special summer weekend, right? I mean, this mm-hmm. was from a sports perspective. Like last fall was great when people got on board in September and watched this team clinch a playoff spot. It was so out of the blue, unexpected, caught us by surprise. This is a whole different animal. This is a team at the beginning of a summer where we had good weather. People were out of school. Not a great, I mean, the haze was weird, but it was good weather. People were, you know, kids, more kids are out of school. Great opponent in town. They brought fans with, and the Tigers took 2 of 3. So what was your favorite moment of the weekend for you personally? 248-539-9797. Gator mentioned Champ and Chump, the foreshadowing. We'll get to our Champ and Chump nominations at 10:35. We want yours at 248-539-9797. Let's go on a Monday. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Hey, looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders FirstSource has you covered. With 4 Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top quality composite decking with brands that you trust, like Trex and TimberTech and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township, and discover why Builders FirstSource is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders FirstSource promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
What's your favorite moment of the weekend? 248-539-9797. Tigers take 2 of 3 from the Chicago Cubs. And look, I mean, This is a baseball team that just continues to win series. And there's a lot to discuss and to break down. And there was one moment in particular for me, Scott Anderson, that I just thought that was a special moment, and it really made a huge difference. And I guess I'll just get to it right away. The team defense all weekend was ridiculous, but it
really was.
Friday night, they're in the eighth inning, and it's a 2-1 game. And Matt Shaw's at first. He reached on a fielder's choice. There's one out, and he's at first in a 2-1 game, and he gets an amazing jump on Scooble to steal second. He hadn't been thrown out all year. He hadn't been thrown out trying to steal all year, and he gets this elite jump. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, well, there's a tying run on second base. And Dylan Dingler had a perfect throw, just an absolute missile down to second, and got him out. And it went from tying run on, I thought for sure it was tying run on second base with one out, to two outs, nobody on. The next two hitters, single, single. I mean, that would have been a tie game. Who knows how that inning would have gone? It would have been a tie game and runners on base. I mean, things might have changed, of course, after if he had stolen second. You know, your pitch selection might change. Whatever. The point is, I can't believe Dingler threw him out on that play. And that was my favorite moment of the weekend, because I felt like that went a long way to preserving that win on a night where, you know, it was going to be a low-scoring affair. Jamai Jones came out and hit the home run later, but
was that good?
Such a big moment. And I mean, I thought that base was stolen based upon the jump. And there's a lot to love, but I think that was my favorite moment of the weekend, was Dylan Dingler coming through with that throw. It was something else.
For me, it was Spencer Torkelson coming up at the plate and in game one of the series. Mm-hmm. And look, he'd been going through this horrible slump. He was one for his 18. We talked a lot about the slumping Tigers on Friday, a triumvirate of Tiger batters that just weren't hitting all that well. Mm-hmm. And Torque was one of them. It's a 1-1 game. You're in the sixth inning, and Torque steps up to the plate after Riley Green flied out and launches a ball to left center field 392 feet away for a home run. And gives the Tigers a lead 2-1, which ends up holding up and being the game-winning run. But you mentioned the Jamai Jones home run and a pinch hit for Kerry Carpenter, where I'm sure lots of people are going, oh, no, yes. But for me, it's Torque, because I've always been a Torque guy, and I want Torque to succeed so badly. Tigers need desperately to have that home run threat every time he steps to the plate, and that's what Torque is. And he, on the sixth pitch, he took a fastball over the wall. It was great to see.
Yeah. Torque had two game-winning RBIs with big hits on the weekend. I mean, it was a bounce-back weekend for him, and I guess the reports of his demise were greatly exaggerated. But you mentioned Jamai Jones. First pitch he sees, he launches for a home run. And, you know, I mean, that's the righty-lefty stuff, right? That's the stuff that the cards that A.J. Hinch loves to play.
This guy was brought up hours before.
Yep.
You know, they're doing a story on him, I think it was on Saturday, for Saturday's game, and they were talking about how he was talking to some of the guys in the dugout, hey, you know, when do you think I should start getting loosened up, like, for pinch hitting rules? Like, in the fifth or sixth inning? They're like, no, the second inning. You never know when it's going to happen. Yeah. Like, okay. You know, starts preparing, looking at video, and, you know, stretching out, getting a swing, and taking some swings and all that. And then he's called upon, and like you said, first pitch, gone. And what a moment. I mean, just what a moment. The guy had a pretty good spring. Mm-hmm. He was squeezed out because it was a numbers game at that point, and the Tigers needed somebody that could play center field, and that he wasn't necessarily that player, and they're looking at others, and he got squeezed out. He doesn't pout about it, goes to the minors, does his thing, waits for an opportunity, and the opportunity came when they decided they were going to move on from Andy Ibañez, and let's call somebody else up. And, you know, like I thought about it on Friday, I didn't think it mattered. They didn't need to bring up an infielder. They could bring up anybody because of the versatility of this team now, specifically with Javi Baez. And that's what they did. And he steps up and has a monster moment in the game. That's so cool.
There are so many moments from this weekend to just talk about that were awesome. What was your personal favorite? And I got to tell you, I'd love to. There's 120,000 people down at Comerica Park over the weekend.
Well over. Well, and like 121 or whatever. Yeah.
But they, you've and there were a lot of Cubs fans.
Oh yeah.
Saturday's presence. I mean, you know, you could see the royal blue dotted throughout.
Way more Tiger fans, but the Cubs were there. They were represented.
Yep. But that leads for a better atmosphere. I mean, look, you're talking about a drivable opponent for a good team. You know, they don't have the biggest stadium there, but I'm sure Detroit would be well represented in Chicago right now too. And so there's that's not like any kind of Cub takeover or anything like that. They're fans that had a chance to go see their team on the road and took advantage of it. And we hope you enjoyed your time in our city. But bottom line is, it felt like baseball's back. Like it's been back for a while, but that was sort of crossing that threshold of what this summer feels like. Cause I mean, they're on the road and then they come home for another weekend series.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, this is the first weekend where we got to enjoy pretty good weather for all of the weekend. Yesterday it started off sketch, like it was going to, but it never really did rain. You know, it just kind of overcast and then the clouds
spit
broke
a little bit.
And then the clouds break a little bit in the afternoon, ends up being amazing. But it was, this is what we get. The first good weekend of the year happened to be a great opponent to have, second best team in baseball, a team that's just down the road. We got a nice rivalry with the city of Chicago anyway. So it started off well. And you're right. Tigers go to Baltimore, but it's only a 3-game series and then they come right back home. And it's another drivable series. Taking on Cincinnati at home this weekend. And I imagine, I haven't looked yet at the weather, but let's hope the weather's good this weekend, because you'll start to get more and more people now that we're getting into the summer months, or starting to get into the summer months, with school being out and everything else. More people are going to go to the games. We're going to see some really large crowds at Comerica Park this summer, and I think that's great. And like you said, it felt like this was the introduction to the season again this past weekend for fans at Comerica Park, because it should be packed all summer long.
248-539-9797. Fans, what was your favorite moment of the weekend? We'll have our Champ and Chump nominations at 10:35. It's Carson Anderson here on The Ticket. And what a weekend. What was your favorite moment, Tiger fans? 248-539-9797. We'll have our Champ and Chump nominations coming your way at 10:35. Let's go to Tom. You're on 97 on the Ticket. What's up, Tom?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
We're great, right, Tom.
Look here, man. I'm a little league catcher. I'm 59 years old, man.
For sure. And
my baseball moment was in the league. So you know how long it's been since I've really had this kind of excitement that I saw when Dingler caught that ball from Carpenter, man. Threw that man out of his home plate. That was beautiful, man.
Yesterday.
It was a great experience.
Yeah.
That was it for me.
Tom, it was very cool. I mean, Carpenter comes up firing. I'm watching, so I'm on TV, and I'm thinking, this does not look like they've got a real shot at him. I thought he was going to score. And then the throw was perfect. The tag was perfectly applied.
Yeah, one-hop throw, just boom. Yep.
Man, it was perfect.
Yep.
It was. We haven't seen enough of that from the outfielders. I feel like the Tigers don't have the strongest arms in the outfield, and when they get tested, they just haven't, you know, come through with the big throw. But that was a big throw and a big moment.
That was serious.
And it was awesome.
A great weekend, man.
Yeah, it really was. What was your favorite moment of the weekend? 248-539-9797.
There was so much great defense turned in. The double plays. He mentioned the throw from Carpenter. Carpenter had a catch on Friday night that you talked about, and the other catches from everybody. Everybody contributed. That's what's cool about this team, is that it takes the entire team to be successful. It's the ultimate example of what a team is.
All right, here's some feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. The champ is Carlos Alcaraz. What was the greatest tennis match I've ever seen? Chump, Rory, McIlroy.
Alcaraz?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's your guy, huh?
Dee from Detroit. Fellas, the Michigan Panthers are about to do what the Lions did and bring a championship to Michigan.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I was trying. I remember that they were playing this weekend, and I forget when. And then I caught some of the game yesterday when it was later in the game. They were already blowing out their opponent. I'm like, I did want to watch some of the game. And as I'm watching, and I've watched parts of games this season, I don't want to poo-poo on the USFL and the XFL merger, and now it's the UFL and all this. But it's tough for me to really embrace it as a fan compared to when I was a kid when the USFL started. Because that was like a standalone league back in the 80s when that came around. Like, they took players that the NFL wanted. They drafted players and gave them contracts that the NFL wanted, whether it was Herschel Walker or Steve Young or Reggie White or whoever, right? Mm-hmm. And this was at the infancy of their careers. It was pretty great. What this league is, it's minor league football. And I don't mind it. It's fine. It's not, I mean, you don't have the prestige of college football. The pomp and circumstance of that. Nobody goes to these games, or at least not enough people where you feel like it's a real atmosphere. And I wonder, is this just how it feels like to have a minor league team? Like, if you're living in Erie and you're watching the Seawolves play, or in Grand Rapids and the West Michigan, you know, Whitecaps are playing, or Lakeland watching the Tigers play, whatever the case is this like minor leagues? Because these guys are, they maybe some of them played, had a cup of coffee in the NFL, or other guys are just showcasing themselves to get back into the league. It's kind of like this in-between world.
The challenge that the UFL has is that it's really hard to capture the charm of a minor league baseball stadium. Minor league baseball lends itself to charming stadiums and appealing days of entertainment.
It's the atmosphere.
The atmosphere at minor league games, the right size stadium. An example is the USPBL.
Mm-hmm.
The USPBL, having gone there for twice to see games, they've captured it. Nobody cares about, you know, well, I shouldn't say nobody, but you know, the results of the games aren't what's driving people I want to go. The Grasshoppers are hot. I want to go watch them play. Like, it's the charm and the entertainment value. In football, that's hard to do in a cavernous, empty stadium. So, you know, if you put it, I don't know how you do it. Like, do you somehow go to Wayne State and say, we're going to invest $3 million and make Wayne State's stadium, retrofit it to capture some of that charm that we see in minor league baseball stadiums? But it's really, really hard.
I mean, I remember this, it kind of sucks because you guys were totally excited when they announced this, you know, Michigan Panthers coming back. I mean, Gator, you came out boldly claim I'm getting swag as long as it's the same colors and logo and whatnot. Doug, I'm going to be at games.
Going to
and
a game.
Yeah, and all. Yep. Have either one of you done that?
No.
Well, I looked at swag and I didn't like it. Like, they didn't have enough options of stuff that I thought would be really cool. And I still think they have this great color scheme. I do enjoy that. But it's the team is always in flux. I mean, it's in flux week to week. I don't know if this is a thing that's a mandate in that league or not, but I feel like the Panthers have used like three or four quarterbacks this season. And it's like nobody can accumulate a whole season's worth of stats. Like, they start for three games and they give somebody else a chance. And that, to me, that's why it's this minor league feel. It's just, it's like a tryout for the, and I get it, and that's fine. But I can't get into it as a fan and think this is the football that I want to watch. And yet here they are going to play for a championship now. And that's pretty cool-ish.
Yeah. And to be clear, just so the listener knows, the Michigan Panthers have won a championship.
Yeah, back
they did. Yeah, they did. So it's not like, you know, that's not something they haven't done already. They haven't done it in this particular incarnation after being in hibernation for 40 years, but they have won a championship. 248-539-9797. Back to your phone calls in a moment. But Gator, let's get to our champ and jump nominations. And they've already kind of been talked about. My champ is Spencer Torkelson, 5-for-12 on the weekend. Two-run double, big home run, both go-ahead RBIs and wins in the Friday and Sunday games. Torque, after some discussion of whether or not he was cooling off, he had a hit in every game and really was productive at the plate, which is great for all of us. Spencer Torkelson, you are my champ of the weekend.
Mine is the Spaniard tennis player Carlos Alcaraz, who took down Sinner, the Frenchman, at the French Open after a grueling 5.5-hour match. That's insane. I think it's the second longest match in tennis major history. That's grueling, my friend. And this guy's 22 years old. He's already made over like $40 million in his career, and he's just kind of getting started. I think he won five majors in a row, or he's played for five majors in a row. It's kind of crazy. And, you know, at this young stage in his career, this is the guy that we're going to be talking about for a long time. And the man he beat is also a guy we're going to be talking for a long time. This is going to be maybe one of the great rivalries in all sports to be coming up.
You know, the chump of the weekend, Gator, I don't really have a chump, so I'm just going to chump myself because I got the prediction wrong. I called for a Tiger sweep. I was off. I'll chump myself. Own it. Take the L.
Well, my chump is those people that hold A.J. Hinch to this ridiculous perfect standard, because you're missing out on what is the true excellence of A.J. Hinch in managing this baseball team. This is not the most potent lineup in all of baseball. It's a vastly improved lineup from last year to where they are, but they're not an extremely potent lineup. But he manages it with what he knows best. Mm-hmm. And he gets the best matchups for his players to put them in the best position to succeed. And you're missing out on that if you're going to be busy complaining about, oh, they took Tarek Skubal out after 95 pitches. Or why are they pinch hitting for Kerry Carpenter because there's a left-handed, you know, pitcher on the hill. You're missing out on what the true excellence is with A.J. Hinch.
248-539-9797. Get your champ and chump votes in. Josh in T-Town says champ Denny Hamlin for winning the Michigan NASCAR race. Chump the Colorado Rockies front office and journalism the horse. Oh, gotcha. I struggled there. Was it the Belmont this weekend or was it the Preakness? Which one?
Oh, it was the Belmont.
Sorry, Mike. Not my thing. But got your votes down. Get your champ and chump votes in, 248-539-9797. Ken, you're next. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm calling. Yeah, you can't beat Carpenter's throw. That was fantastic. But Dylan Dingler on Friday night, he threw at the guy's second base. The pitcher had already thrown over to first twice, and you knew the guy was going. He was just waiting for an opportunity. Dingler killed it with that throw.
It was such a good jump. And you know, I mean, I thought the base was stolen. And then what happened after that was single-single. That would have been a tie game, and the Cubs would have been threatening to take the lead. And it just shut everything down.
The game.
What a throw.
It was a great throw. And I'm a Rodgers guy. But, man, I'll tell you, Dingler is starting to convince me.
Well, it's great. And, you know, there's no – we don't have to dismiss Jake Rodgers. He's you get to a point where, you know, you play the guy who gives you the best chance to win, and you also – I mean, most teams need backups, and most backups aren't as good as the starters. There is some – I noticed some Rodgers angst creeping into texters and callers last week, people not happy about him and his presence and the way he's playing and he's not hitting. And I get it. But you also sort of get into, okay, relative to what you should expect from a backup catcher, do they need to make a change? And I'm not sure that they do. They've got a pretty long history with Jake Rodgers being better offensively. Not, you know, he's never was elite, but better than this. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I think Rodgers has always been a team guy, so I don't know if his attitude is going to be affected at all, but I don't think so. I think he'll take Dingler under his wing and help him out.
Well, I mean, if anything, they showed that they're willing to make a change with a player that's produced for them with what they did with Andy Ibañez, right?
That was kind of a surprise, but not so much. But
I think that's okay. A good way to put it. Kind of a surprise and not so much. Like, it made sense, but as we said last week, if that guy's any player that's on the roster, they're here to do a job. And they're going to get put in that situation to do that job. And if they continue to fail in that, they're only going to get so many opportunities. And Ibañez, apparently they decided they'd run out of opportunities, right?
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because it has a ripple effect because Akil Badu, you know, designated for assignment, that they had to, you know, make room on a roster so he gets kicked off the 40-man and available to be picked up by other teams now. And, you know, Akil Badu, as recent as a couple weeks ago, major contributor to one of the Tiger wins. Mm-hmm. But that's just how it is when you're the last man on the roster. And this is where it was for Andy Ibañez. He wasn't hitting lefties. You know, they still have faith that he can get it done, but you're going to have to go to the minors and prove that you can hit the left-handed pitching again at the clip that you were doing it, because that's why you were here in the first place.
Champ and Chump, get your votes in. Brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights, 248-539-9797. We tally up all the votes of all the people and put it on our website on Tuesday who the people select as Champ and Chump of the Weekend. Hey, if you're in need of an attorney for an auto or truck accident, let me recommend our guy Steve and his crew over there at Michigan Auto Law. See, they specialize only in auto and truck accidents, and because of that, well, they're the best. They're the best when it comes to auto and truck accidents in a courtroom. And here's the thing. There's a level of care that comes from a Michigan auto law attorney, more like white glove service. They're nothing like ambulance chasers that you see often on TV in our market, and there's a reason why judges send their personal cases to Michigan Auto Law. So if you need an attorney for an auto or truck accident, reach out to them. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
.com. Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, get your votes in for Champ and Chump of the weekend. Who had the best weekend? Who should be called out? Lots of champs from the Tiger weekend. What was your favorite moment of this weekend? There was so much that happened on that field. The pitching, starting pitching, Skubal and Flaherty, that's a 1-2 punch that when they are on, it really is probably the most credible thing they have as far as saying World Series contender. Just so hard to beat. Nobody could touch Flaherty. He had the one sloppy, well, a little wild inning, but if Flaherty striking everybody out, Skubal just being Skubal, and certainly, you know, they're not always going to be that way. And let's not forget, Skubal had the baseball in a game the Tigers had to win last year, and they didn't. And that doesn't, you know, he's still best pitcher in the game. It doesn't always guarantee everything, right? But to take that 1-2 punch into a postseason series, if they're going to be like that more often than not, God, the Tigers are going to be tough to beat. And you can build the case, this resume and the case that gets built for this team being the best in baseball probably starts with that.
Absolutely, it does. I mean, it's a 1-2 combo that we saw last year. Like, wow, these guys are great together. Unfortunately, the team's going nowhere. They trade Flaherty away. We were talking nonstop for weeks about trading Skubal as well, where, you know, this team's got to do something and does this make sense and find the right trade and all this. And then they go ahead and get Flaherty back. And Jack Flaherty was still very good for the Dodgers after the Tigers traded for him and gets his World Series ring and all that. But how is he going to respond this year? Because it was kind of, it wasn't a one-off with what he did last season when he started with the Tigers, but getting fettered up with Chris Fetter as the pitching coach kind of unlocked some things and got more consistency out of him. Was it going to continue, or is this just going to be, you know, a one and done? He's going to go revert to being an average pitcher. And to start the season, he's had his ups and he's had his downs. But when he's pitching well, like he's pitching well now in his last 3 starts or whatever it is, he's really tough to go against. And it gets you excited because, yes, it is that 1-2 combo you need in the postseason. And add to that a sneaky, really good so far this year, Casey Mize. You know, he's had a couple of rough starts lately, but you throw him in that mix, and then you start to really get excited. And then you're like, wait a minute, is Reese Olson coming back? Because Reese Olson was pitching great before he had to leave, and the reports are good that he could be back soon. Now he's feeling much better, but they want him to throw changeup because that's the grip that hurt the finger in the first place. And okay, if he's good to go after a couple of bullpens and maybe a minor league stint for a start or two, he could be back here within a few weeks. And then you really start to get excited about this team. If you're not already, I don't know why you're not already, but the pitching that at one point this year was so extraordinarily dominant and then kind of dropped off a little bit has picked up over the weekend with 2 amazing starts from Skubal and Flaherty.
You know, and I'm trying to figure out why and properly word this. I feel like with every Tiger storyline, there's still an undercurrent of people waiting for the floor to drop out from underneath them. And I guess the reason why I'm not nearly as concerned about that is because this is a phenomenon that started late last year, right? And I could see why coming into this season, concerns about it being a fluke, but when it carries over with many of the same component parts and others being shifted in and out and the results stay the same, I guess it's, to me, it's very, very credible. Now, the truth is, I mean, unless you're like a dynasty, probably every fan base has an undercurrent of being concerned of when the trap door is going to get pulled and the bottom's going to fall out. I can understand why this team's a little bit harder to get on board with, is just enjoy it. You know, if you're not enjoying it, why not? And it's like, you know, probably because they don't have the star power. Like, they have the star power at starting pitching. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, Scooble's a true star, but that's the thing of the weird thing about that is it's once every 5 days you see him and he impacts a game. But the day in, day out lineup, we can make a case, and we have made a case for guys that are star players, are acting like star players, are being used in a role that allows them to do things that star players do. But they're not just widely accepted in the broader definition of that's a star.
Yeah, I mean, there's the difference between being an all-star and being a superstar. Yep. And outside of school, well, they don't have that superstar. But they have guys that have that, that are all-stars or have all-star potential on this team. And we've seen from Riley Green, he's one of those guys. And Torkelson has shown the ability to hit the ball much more consistently this year, which is great. Because when you draft somebody 1-1, it's what you expect. But yeah, by and large, they don't have those guys. But they've got a roster that's chock full of guys that are better than average. And when you look at the bottom level of your team and your bottom guy is above average, that's good news. That means you've got a really good baseball team.
Bob and Acell, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bob.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a quick comment about Major League Baseball. You know, I'm a huge Tigers fan and glad they're doing well. But if it hadn't been for the fact that they're doing so well, I wouldn't be watching very much Major League Baseball. I'm really kind of put off about the officiating, about the umpiring that's taking place, the balls and strikes. Baseball has a branding problem because of it. And the players are complaining about it because they don't know what's going to be a strike and what's not going to be a strike. So I'm tired of the umpires kind of spoiling the game, and I'm kind of tired about the players bitching all the time about it. And really, I think what's a deterrent is when on television they have the strike zone capped, you know, they have the strike zone printed up on the TV screen, and the average person's watching it's thinking, well, the umpire missed that. And they're seeing it more often than not. I think it's just becoming a deterrent, and I'm wishing baseball does something about it because it's really starting to be a problem.
The good news is that they are, that they're going to talk about it this offseason about instituting the automated balls and strikes system that they use in the minors, that they use during spring training, and that Commissioner Manfred is going to introduce that for a vote. And I think that everybody is on board. Let's go with it because it's much more accurate. And it takes no time to do the challenge. Guy taps his head, and within 3 seconds, you know if it's a ball or a strike. And the game just moves on. And nobody can complain. You can't bitch about it because it's automated. You see what the strike zone is, and the strike zone changes and morphs depending on who the player is. And it makes all the sense in the world. And I would think the umpires are going to be pissed about it, I think, initially, because it takes away their power. But once the pouting is done, if they can just realize it's so much better for the game because it speeds it along. It's one less thing that they have to deal with because they don't have to deal with the chirping from the dugouts or the chirping from the batter or the pitcher or the catcher. All that is gone, and it makes for a better game.
Chicago had a legitimate beef yesterday, and the only other question I have for you then is that are they still going to keep the umpires on the field to call the bases, or is that going to be reviewed as well?
Well, they're there.
The only thing that they're talking about instituting is the automatic balls and strike system. Okay, there's two things. One is, he said that more often than not, they're getting it wrong.
That's not true. Is
one of the grossest overstatements ever. There's a
90% rate.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. Two is, I'm shocked that is driving him away from baseball. Do you think he's common?
I think it's hyperbole with what he was saying. I think it's deterring from the enjoyment. But overall, you're still going to watch baseball. Now that they'll have this solution going in next year, more than likely it's going to be voted in.
Yeah.
I think that'll make it better for baseball because there's less complaining about it. I do agree with him that the thought that the umpires are trying to make themselves a bigger part of the game, I've complained about that forever, and it's been a problem with baseball forever. You used to get these amazing moments where the old-time managers would get up there and complain with the home plate umpire. They'd go nose-to-nose. Eventually, someone gets thrown out, and then the fireworks really start. And you get these viral videos of the past with Earl Weaver or Sparky Anderson or whoever throwing stuff and yelling. And you know, scratching on the ground and marking where the strike was and all that. And all that's going to go. And it should go, because too often I see umpires with too thin a skin. And the same thing goes for the guys in the batter's box too. You know, you don't need to complain about everything. And there's been a lot of complaining lately that I see.
Yeah.
Where it's a strike. Deal with it. It's a tough pitch to hit it when it's in on the inside corner. I got it. But you know what it is? A strike. And when you get back to the dugout and you look at your tablet and you see that, I hope you feel stupid and apologize to the guy the next
day.
Well,
do you, I mean...
And the same thing for the umpires.
And the other thing, we have to point this out all the time, and they do say it in the broadcast, those, what you see on TV isn't 100% accurate. It's put on there for the fans' enjoyment, and whatever they're doing for their ABS system, I hope that it's, you know, they say, look, this is way more accurate than what people have seen on TV, because I've had umpires tell me that. And I mean, I guess the umpires probably defending themselves would say, yeah, that's probably not there. I mean, how much would it suck to be out there doing your job and something that's on there for fans' entertainment is saying you're not doing your job? You'd probably hate it.
Yeah, but in the same token, okay, I get that it's not a perfect representation of what is a ball or a strike,
yep,
but it's pretty damn close.
Yes.
So if you see something that is like what looks to be 2 inches below the upper part of the strike zone and it's called a ball,
yeah,
I'm sorry. It's a strike.
I know, but there's ones that are much closer than that that might
be. Yeah, there'd be the borderline pitches.
So it's,
they're still going to be borderline.
Hey, they got to sort this out. But our guy said he's not watching. He wouldn't watch, which is.
That might be going a little.
That's
far.
Pretty extreme. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback. More of your champ and chump votes coming up. It is 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.